It's ridiculous, the direction and the constant barrage of, you know, COVID this, COVID that. I have a daughter who is a emergency room nurse in a different state, and I ask her frequently, what's it look like? I keep hearing stories that the emergency rooms are overrun. She laughs at me. She laughs at me and tells me it's a joke. These emergency rooms are not overrun. It's not, most of the people that are coming in are not COVID related. But that's all we're hearing about. And we need to get past it. This president and this administration, we just need to knock it off. Enough is enough.
I want to ask you, because you travel one of the biggest districts, CD4, you've been traveling the district and speaking to people, but you've also been doing a lot of listening. What are you hearing from just plain folks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, COVID is the big thing that keeps getting pushed. You know, I was at the Clark County School District meeting a week and a half ago when the 400-plus people came in to talk about whether or not vaccine mandates should be mandated by Superintendent Jara to all the teachers and staff for the schools. You know, 400 people showed up to argue to protect the teachers and say no, it should be personal choice. There was maybe half a dozen people that wanted it to pass that testified, and they voted 5-1 to pass it anyway after listening to public comment for 5.5-6 hours. Don't do it, don't do it. They did it anyway. It was a foregone conclusion. So that's a big one. You know, the economy, obviously, you know, Nevada is in Las Vegas is still topping the charts on unemployment. I've talked to some folks earlier today in the car industry. You know, Findlay Toyota down in Henderson, one of the juggernauts of auto dealers in the country, really. They had a few weeks ago, they had 9 vehicles on their lot for sale. 9. In this big of a city and that big of a dealership. And the reason that is because there is a microchip shortage that would be coming out of Taiwan because of the foreign policies of this administration allowing China to get away with what China is getting away with, and they're putting the stranglehold on China. And this is just a prelude of what's coming for microchips that we use in our phones, our televisions, our you name it. We use microchips in it, and we're going to be in a big hurt in a big way real soon. So,
do me a favor, for those that maybe joined us late, the latest on the Fight for Freedom rally. It's a Trump-style rally. It's your campaign kickoff. I'm so excited to be a part of it on Tuesday. Give us the who, what, where, when, why on that, would you please?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. The doors open at 6. The program starts at 7. Kevin Wall, if you know that guy, he's going to be our master of ceremony. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some great guest speakers. We've got a retired general from Nellis coming out. Stavros Anthony is going to talk to us about voter integrity and backing the blue and those kind of things. Our friend Wayne Allen Root's going to be there. I've got a couple of surprise guests. My wife's going to be there.
All right.
He's going to take the stage. We're going to have a good time. And I'll tell you what, go to sampetersforcongress.com. There's a link to the Eventbrite page if you want to register. The flyer is right there. You can see everything about it. It's just going to be a great time. Again, sampetersforcongress.com. It's Tuesday night. Program starts 7 o'clock sharp. And we're going to have a good time. Bring your Trump flags. Wear your Trump gear. Just bring your American flags if you want. Don Ahern and his crew are going to set up the first floor of the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center for us, and we're just going to have a great, great time.
I'm looking forward to it next Tuesday. You have a great weekend, my friend. I know you're going to be working hard, getting around and seeing people. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again soon, and I'll see you Tuesday night.
Thanks for having me, and good luck, and have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
There you go. He's a true patriot. He is Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He is a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. He is a Bronze Star recipient, a U.S. Air Force major, and he's a darn good guy, and he's a family guy. I just absolutely love him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, 5:32, as I check out the traffic cams at this moment, you can tell it's rush hour on the 15 right now. Very slow through the corridor, northbound at Sahara, southbound at Oki. There's some police activity there on the right shoulder, south at Oki there on the 15. Do expect delays through the Spaghetti Bowl with those lane restrictions continuing. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. Some right shoulder activity, 15 southbound near Alexander. There's a bus that's partially blocking the right lane, so be careful as you squeeze through there. And still very slow on the southern beltway right now. 215 west at the airport connector and 215 westbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Mountain West football this weekend for UNLV, looking for their first win of the season. It's going to be tough to get it. They travel to number 23 Arizona State tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Nevada going to host Idaho State. The Mountain West schedule begins tonight with two games, Utah State hosting North Dakota and Boise State. They are at home at UTEP. And then the rest of the Saturday schedule, Wyoming will play at Northern Illinois, a Commander-in-Chief's Trophy game as Air Force plays at Navy. New Mexico is hosting New Mexico State, Colorado State hosting Vanderbilt, San Diego State goes to Arizona, Fresno State hosts at Cal Poly, and Hawaii is at Oregon State. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody is thinking about what happened 20 years ago tomorrow, 6:45 Pacific time, and it's so incredibly sad, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I had a chance to visit with Mark Hutchison, the founding partner of Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm, former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. He has so much experience in government and public policy and just in living here in Nevada. And I asked him the classic question, where were you when you learned about 9/11?
I was driving on the way to pick up my daughter from an early morning piano lesson, and I was in my truck. I had a jury trial that I was involved in. I was picking a jury in a trial, and so I was hustling to go get my daughter from her piano lesson and then bring her back to the house and then run back down to court in the morning to continue the jury selection. And I heard it over the radio, got home, and, of course, turned on the TV, and it was all over the news, all over the TV. As you may remember, everything got shut down, including all the courthouses, all the schools, and we all stayed home and watched the news, and we're just glued to our TVs.
I'm curious, after 20 years, and we've lived through all kinds of different things, the Patriot Act and all kinds of different TSA at the airport, taking the belts off and the shoes off and all of that, and the inside of your waistband. We've gone through all of this. I guess the question I ask, are we safer today than we were 20 years ago?
Well, I think we were safer before we withdrew from Afghanistan. I think that part of what we did was establish some defense ground and some mechanisms to fight terrorism where the terrorists live and where the terrorists train. I don't feel safer today now that we're out of Afghanistan. I felt safer when we were in Afghanistan. I think if you'd asked me that question and we were still there and we still had continued to maintain a residual force there, I would have felt safer and said that we were safer. But I think we're not safer today than we were 20 years ago now.
A lot of people said over the course of the last 20 years that we have regressed a little bit as a nation. I'm curious from the standpoint of civil liberties versus freedom versus safety. Is it a balancing act that's worth talking about?
It's definitely worth talking about. I think Americans have tolerated and endured and are willing to accept far more government intrusion in their lives in exchange for safety, in exchange for perceived security. I think we're seeing that, with this pandemic. But it is, it's also reflected in what we gave up in terms of our liberties and our freedoms after 9/11. And so I think fundamentally before 9/11 and certainly before the pandemic hit, that Americans were more, I would say, if you weigh the balance, we're more favored in terms of giving my freedoms and my liberties as opposed to, guaranteeing me some sort of security and safety in this world. And now I just am feeling that the scales are tipping the other way, that Americans are saying, give me my security and my safety, make me feel good, and I'm willing to give up my freedoms in exchange for that. And to me, it's a false choice. I don't think you have to do one or the other. I think you can have both. I think you can have freedom and liberties, and you can also have security.
Again, Mark Hutchison joining us, the founding partner of Hutchison & Stephan Law Firm, a former Nevada lieutenant governor. I've got to ask you, because a lot of people have asked me over the years, this whole thing of are we safer and all of that. My question to you is, with the Taliban of 2021, there seems to be people, at least within the Biden administration, that believe we can deal with these people. They're more moderate. They're more reasonable. Do you believe that? The Taliban of today versus the...
They hate America, and the reason they hate America is because they hate our values. It's just like, trying to compromise with anybody who just isn't interested in compromise. They're interested in your destruction. The Taliban and those who I believe are in charge now in Afghanistan, they have no interest in cooperating with America, or no interest in partnering with America. What they have an interest in is destroying America, which is why they started back on 9/11. Which is why the war started back on after 9/11 in Afghanistan. This is a government that was run at the time by the Taliban. It's the same government running the country now, and they were more than happy to harbor and to encourage and to promote terrorism within their country. And they hate Western civilization. They hate democracy. They hate freedom. They hate constitutional representative government. They hate the fact that women have rights. They hate the fact that girls can go to school. Those are all the values that we embrace, in a Western civilization and certainly in this country. They hate all those things. Why in the world do we think that type of a governmental system would have any interest in becoming a partner of the United States or engaging in good faith negotiations with us. It's a pipe dream.
I want to bring you closer to home. The status of the battle to control the Clark County Republican Party. There was a court action yesterday. Can you bring us up to date on what's going on? And when I call the CCRP, who's going to answer the phone?
Well, that remains to be seen. It really was an interesting twist this week, Kevin. As you mentioned, on Thursday, a new judge who was assigned the case because the old judge has retired, reversed the old judge's decision. Judge Gonzalez, who retired, had initially accepted the lawsuit, heard the arguments of counsel about the election that occurred after the first election was held to elect new officers within the Clark County Republican Party. That had been delayed. That meeting had been delayed for a variety of reasons, and I'm sure the listeners know about the police being called and all the disruption that occurred there. Well, a new group came in and decided they were going to hold a new election, and the old leadership said, "Well, that's not authorized," and so they sued the new group. Judge Gonzalez said, "Yeah, I don't think that the new group followed the rules of the CCRP's governing documents. There wasn't proper notice." So Judge Gonzalez vacated that election. And, of course, the old leadership said, "Well, that's exactly what we thought, so we remain in charge." Well, what the new group did was, the new leadership group, they went in and challenged Judge Gonzalez's ruling after she left the bench in what's called a motion to reconsider. And the new judge, Judge Johnson, said, "You know, I don't even think I have authority or jurisdiction to even hear the case. So I'm going to vacate Judge Gonzalez's order. I'm going to dismiss the lawsuit, and I'm also going to dissolve a temporary restraining order that Judge Gonzalez had put in to prohibit the new group from holding the election." And she basically said, "I don't really want to hear your dispute. You go figure out your own intra-party disagreements and fights yourself. The court doesn't have jurisdiction over this argument."
So where does that leave us? Does that have us back at square one?
Yeah, right back at square one. Ryan, you got two fighting factions who are claiming that they are in control. You've got the old leadership who says we're the ones who can call a meeting, and we're the ones who are still leading the Clark County Republican Party. And then you got the new group who claimed that they held a valid election, and they're the new group. And Judge Susan Johnson said, "This really seems like a political intra-party squabble to me. I don't have jurisdictions over you on these kind of disputes. Go figure it out yourself." And Clark County Republicans Party is going to have to go figure it out. I'm sure there's going to be a meeting that's going to be held. It'll probably be a knockdown, drag out, debate and fight over there. And who knows what's going to happen? But we're right back to square one, where we were before the lawsuit was filed, Kevin.
Does it all come down to who the party, the state party, endorses? Is that the answer that whatever group wins is going to have to be validated by the state?
Yeah, there's a question on that. There's been a dispute between the old and the new guard, so to speak, and the old and the new leadership. Some saying that if the state party recognizes and certifies the election, that's all that is necessary, and that happened with the new party and the new leadership. I shouldn't say new party, new leadership, and they therefore claim that shows that they are the new leaders. They are the ones who are the validly elected Clark County Republican Party officers now, and the old officers say that's not the case. That's not in our bylaws. It's not part of our organizing documents that requires an election by the Clark County Republican Party to be somehow certified by the state party. They're two different organizations, and so that's been part of the dispute. But I don't think that's going to resolve any of the dispute, Kevin. The fact that the state party has recognized one of those factions.
So there you have it. A good guy, Mark Hutchison. He is a supporter of Sheriff Joe Lombardo, believe it or not. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to take a look at a little bit of sports, a little bit of Raiders. We'll also get you ready for 9/11, the 20-year anniversary. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but the National Football League season is underway. Last night, Tampa Bay, big win over the Dallas Cowboys. come from behind, no less. And we got a full slate of games coming up beginning on Sunday. And the Raiders play Monday Night Football. Gentlemen, Jim, what's the line on that right now?
It is the Raiders plus +4 right now. They are home underdogs, as we speak. And there's a lot of people that like to bet on those home underdogs because they're playing in front of their own people. This is going to be the first game where the Raiders are going to be playing a regular season game in front of their own fans. And it should be a lot of fun. And there's a couple of things to look at in this game. Obviously, the Raiders' offense is the strength of the team. And they're firing on all cylinders on that side of the ball. The big question mark is their defense. However, the Ravens do have a rushing attack that is under attack right now. They have lost not one, not two, but three of their top running backs. And that is the strength of the Ravens team. So there is a slight chance that maybe the Raiders, with the points, maybe you can win this bet. Maybe they'll outright win the game because the Ravens are going to be without J.K. Dobbins, Justice Hill, and Gus Edwards. Those are the three top running backs, which explains why they signed Le'Veon Bell, whose prime in the NFL was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody picking the Raiders to win?
Don't know too many people that are. There is one guy, though, on CBS Sports that is picking a Raiders upset because of that reason, the rushing attack. 24-21 is what he's predicting.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not predicting that, but he is. But who knows? Maybe with the points, 4 points, who knows? Maybe
we'll find out. We'll all find out together. I just love it. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on this Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with